September 12th, out of chambers, my utmost for his highest, by spiritual confusion. Ye know not what ye ask, Matthew 20:22. There are times in spiritual life when there is confusion, and it is no way out to say that there ought not to be confusion. It is not a question of right and wrong, but a question of God taking you by a way which, in the meantime, you do not understand. And it is only by going through the confusion that you will get at what God wants. The shrouding of his friendship, Luke 11:5-8. Jesus gave the illustration of the man who looked as if he did not care for his friend. And he said that that is how the Heavenly Father will appear to you at times. You will think he is an unkind friend, but remember, he is not. The time will come when everything will be explained. There is a cloud on the friendship of the heart of God, and often even love itself has to wait in pain and tears for the blessing of fuller communion. When God looks completely shrouded, will you hang on in confidence in him? The shadow of his fatherhood, Luke 11:11-13. Jesus says that there are times when your father will appear as if he were an unnatural father, as if he were callous and indifferent. But remember, he is not. As I have told you, everyone that asketh receiveth. If there is a shadow on the face of the Father just now, hang on to it that he will ultimately give his clear revealing and justify himself in all that he permitted. The strangeness of his faithfulness. Luke 18:1-8. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Will he find a faith which banks on him in spite of the confusion? Stand off in faith, believing that what Jesus said is true, though in the meantime you do not understand what God is doing. He has bigger issues at stake than the particular things you ask.